I'm Mike Harding and I'm in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales on a wintry afternoon, welcoming you to another hour and a bit of the very best in folk, roots and acoustic music. Last week's show got a great reaction from people who went onto the website and the comments book and wrote in and said how much they'd enjoyed it, and loads of people emailed as well and posted up on Facebook, so thank you for that. I'm going to start right away with a track from the latest Damien O'Kane album, Areas of High Traffic. It should have been in my Best of the Year show on the 27th of December, but I ran out of time. Both that album and Ange Hardy's new album were in my Best of the Year, but because of time, they ended up on the sideline. Damien's album, Areas of High Traffic, appeared in the Daily Express's Top 10 Albums of the Year. And that's top 10 albums, not top 10 folk albums, but top 10 albums, which is completely and utterly remarkable. From the album, this is Damien O'Kane with The Green Fields of America.
Swelling sea, may the heavens be your pilot. roses till we reach the green fields of America. So let's fill a glass of strong Wayne brandy. We'll each drink a health to those left on the shore, and we'll each drink a health to our friends.
Greenfields of America, Damien O'Kane there, from his album Areas of High Traffic, quite rightly getting lots of accolades and lots of mentions in the national press. Now, Cork City-based Conor O'Sullivan is a guitarist, a singer, songwriter, a great banjo player too, and he's new to me. He played in sessions with local musicians at the Corner House pub, which is one of the great session houses in Cork, and he also worked with that great band North Craig. Well, he's done a solo album called Good Day Senor, which is a collection of mainly original songs alongside a contemporary cover and a couple of traditional pieces. It's full of energy, good singing and good writing. I'm going to play you the opening track now, which is called Fruit Field. It's a plantation slave's ghost telling how he was whipped, beaten and ultimately hanged for daring to quench his thirst with a piece of fruit. Very strong, very powerful story.
Across the fruit fields, the sun lay down to rest. Shadow crossed my porch, the horizon seemed to melt. Oh, who is it who goes there? Come out and let me see. I am the ghost of old Ben Jones, and I never will be free. Skin on his back was broken, his punishment it seems. Breaking the skin on the fruit below, below in the fruit field. The tide back and broke his bones, and they hung him from the highest tree. Place a curse on his soul. Ten and 2 years I worked here to serve the picking trade. Real life working landowner, the owner of these chains. You see, sir, the sun was blazing, and my mouth like earth was dry. I put an orange to my lips, and Mr. Burke, he did me spy. skin on my back was broken. My punishment it seems, breaking the skin on the fruit below. Tied me to the gatepost. They whipped my back and broke my bones. They hung me from the highest tree. Place a curse upon my soul.
Song there from Conor O'Sullivan's first solo album, Good Day Senor. That song was called Fruit Field. Now, one of my favourite singers ever is Jim Malcolm, lead singer for a good while with Old Blind Dogs. He's been solo for quite some time now and has been making a rake of great albums. His latest one, Live in Perth, is absolutely superb. And from it, this is the traditional song, Vinny Den.
As I gied in by Brackley Break, 'twas on my road to Bowry Ford, I met with such a bonny lass, what turned me no ony lad. I said to her, it is getting late, the sun's long dropped o'er Lowney Hill. Have you got very far to go? She said, I bide a at this mill. My feather, he's a miller there, an honest man you'll surely ken. He'll treat ye fairly if you'll see me safely through dark Vinny Den. I took her hand and we set off to struggle down the burnside. The lengthening shadows grew so dark, my growing fears I try to hide. I said to her, let's sing a song, the tune will help us on our way. She sang so sweet I lost my fear, she fairly stole my heart away. As we came in by few hours in, after struggling through dark Vinny Den, my bonnie lass was ta'en fae me by 24 angry men. But she broke loose, come running back when she saw them tie me to her. Saying, is this the thanks a laddie gets for all the help he's been to me? They listened to her story then, they took a knife and cut me loose. They sat us both upon a horse and led us to her heard feathers hiss. I heard feather was he glad to see that she was safe and faithful. And I was asked if I would fee as horseman on Ochterlowney Fair. I courted her fair that day on, and to wed with me she did agree. Though old and grey, we still can mind when she come through the Vinnydown way.
Jim Malcolm there, Live in Perth is the name of the album, and that song is Vinnydown. What a crazy old world it is. I was just thinking while I was listening to that, that the last time I met Jim was in San Diego about 10 years ago when we were working together at the South by Southwest Festival over there in California. And yet we're not far from each other here. I'm in North Yorkshire and he's somewhere just over the borders in Scotland, and yet we've not crossed paths ever since. Isn't it a weird old world? Now, one of the greatest musicians ever, in my humble opinion, is Kevin Burke. He's got a magic touch. Founding member, of course, of the Bothy Band, Patrick Street and Celtic Fiddle Festival. If you're really interested in finding more out about him, particularly people listening in Canada and Australia and New Zealand and Ireland, you might want to go to the show website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and go to the Hall of Fame there, the Folk Music Hall of Fame. And in it, you'll find more information about Kevin Burke and his entry into the Hall of Fame. You can also find the programme on which he was invited in. Well as playing with the Bothy Band, Patrick Street and Celtic Fiddle Festival, in 1992, Burke founded his own band, Open House, which was made up of Kevin Burke, Paul Kotafish, or Kotafish, I'm not sure how you pronounce that. He played mandolin, amongst other things. Mark Graham, great old-timey blues harmonica player and clarinet player, and Sandy Silver, who was a great Appalachian step dancer, and I suppose as well as dancing, she was a percussionist. Well, the band travelled all over the world, made three absolutely fantastic albums before disbanding in 1999. Well, from the album Second Story, here's Kevin Burke's Open House, with a set of tunes, Devlin's Jig, The Trip to Bantry, and The Hawthorn Hedge. In this man, you're going to hear some of the sweetest and most passionate fiddle playing on the planet. Thank you. aren't I just lucky, being able to sit here playing wonderful music like that to people all across the world. Well, I better give up my day job and just concentrate on this. Devlin's Jig, The Trip to Bantry, The Hawthorn Hedge, Kevin Burke's Open House on the album Second Story. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Now, I'm indebted for the next track to a friend of mine, John Farrow, who plays in a session at the Hill Inn at the top of Ribblesdale, where I'm sitting now, and also in Settle on the regular second and fourth Thursday night when we play in the Lion Pub. John has the good fortune to spend his time between here and his house in Canada. And he sent me a couple of albums by Erin Marshall. She's a Canadian all-time fiddler, ethnomusicologist and music teacher, a stunning, stunning musician who came originally from Victoria, British Columbia, and went on to do a degree at York University. She studied and played Appalachian old-timey music for years and years and years. She is a stunning, stunning musician. And here she is with a track called Poor Hobo. Complexity of the folk scene. That was a piece of Cajun music there. Harry Choates wrote it originally. Musical genius who died at the age of 29. Great Cajun swing fiddler. And the lead vocals there were the Kelly Jones Savoy, spelt Savoy, S-A-V-O-Y. I don't know much about Kelly Jones, but I'm guessing that she's a descendant of the great Savoys of Louisiana. That was a piece of great Louisiana Cajun music with a Canadian fiddler, Erin Marshall, and a load of her friends. That's from the album Erin Marshall and Friends Tune Tramp. Great album, full of wonderful music. And thanks again to John Farrer for sending me that. Now, I've not played anything by Jim Corsley for a long, long time, which is incredibly remiss of me, because Jim is one of the bright younger sparks of the folk scene, a great singer and a great box player as well, still loyal to his roots down there upon old Dartymoor, down there in Devon. Here he is with a song written, I think it was by his great uncle, certainly a relative of his, Charles Corsley, the great poet who hailed from the West Country. A wonderful song called Timothy Winters, and Charles Corsley said, I've got the quote here, so let me just check. Yeah, he says he was a primary school teacher after World War II for a brief while, and Timothy was a real boy, he says, and I quote, he was a poor little devil. Well, I was a primary school teacher myself for a brief while, and I do know I saw a lot of children like Timothy Winters.
Comes to school with eyes as wide as a football pool, ears like bombs and teeth like splinters. A blitz of a boy is Timothy Winters. His belly is white, his neck is dark, and his hair is an exclamation mark. His clothes are enough to scare a crow, and through his breeches the blue winds blow. When teacher talks, he won't hear a word, and he shoots down dead the arithmetic bird. He licks the pattern off his plate, and he's not even heard of the welfare state. So come one angel, come on ten, Timothy Winters says amen, 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 amen. Oh, Timothy Winters, Lord, amen. Timothy Winters has bloody feet, and he lives in a house on Sewer Street. He sleeps in a sack on the kitchen floor, and they say there aren't boys like him anymore. While old man Winters, he likes his beer, and his missus ran off with a bombardier. Grandma sits in the grate with a gin, and Timothy's dosed with an aspirin. The welfare worker lies awake, but the law's as tricky as a 10-foot snake. So Timothy Winters, he drinks his pop and slowly goes on growing up. So come one angel, come on ten, Timothy Winters says amen, 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 amen. Oh, Timothy Winters, Lord, amen. When the master hails for children less fortunate than ourselves, and the loudest response in the room is when our Timothy Winters roars amen. So come one angel, come on ten, Timothy Winters says amen, 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 amen. Oh, Timothy Winters, Timothy Winters, Timothy Winters, Lord, amen.
Timothy Winters, the Charles Corsley poem, set to music by Jim Corsley and a gang of other musicians who included the great vocalist Julie Murphy. They recorded the album that that song comes from in a house called Cypress Well, which is the late poet's own house, and the piano you can hear there is Charles Corsley's own piano. Timothy Winters, They're with Jim Causley, the great Devon singer. The album, like I say, is called Cypress Well. Now, the duo Winter Wilson have got to be one of the hardest working couples on the UK folk and acoustic music scene. Their sixth album, Cutting Free, was one of the Daily Telegraph's top 10 folk albums for 2014. But I suppose, if anything, it's their live performances which have continued to enthrall and delight audiences all across these islands. Their new album is called Ashes and Dust, and from it, this is what I think is one of the strongest songs of the last 12 months. Here's Winter Wilson with a song which explains itself, Austerity. There from Winter Wilson's album Ashes and Dust. Know Your Place and Know Your Masters. A bitter, sweet song. Now, the Jeremiahs are an Irish band who combine traditional and contemporary sounds and make their own style. I suppose you could call it urban folk music. They've only been together since 2013, but already they've blazed a trail across Ireland, England and Europe, playing some of the top venues and festivals. I've played a couple of tracks already from their eponymous album, The Jeremiahs, and I'm going to play you another one now. I suppose it's one of the greatest songs of the last 30 years. It's Dave Sudbury's song about a working class man who has hopes and dreams and desires, and he fulfills them to some extent through his pigeon racing. Here's The Jeremiahs with the classic song, The King of Rome.
In the West End of Derby lives a working man. He said, I can't fly, but my pigeons can. And when I set them free, it's just like part of me gets lifted up on shining wings. Charlie Hudson's pigeon loft was down the yard of a rented house in Brook Street, where life was hard. But Charlie, he had a dream, and by 1913, Charlie bred a pigeon that made his dream come true. There was gonna be a champion's race from Italy. We got out the maps, all that land and sea. Charlie lose that bird, but Charlie he never heard. Put it in a basket, sent it off to Rome. On the day of the big race, a storm blew in. Over 1,000 birds were swept away and never seen again. Charlie, we told you so, and surely by now you know, when you're living in the West End, there ain't many dreams come true. Yeah, I know, but I had to try. A man can crawl around, or he can learn to fly. And if you live round here, round seems awful near. Sometimes I need a lift from big. Off with me mates for a pint or two, when I saw a wing flash up in the blue. Charlie, it's the king of Rome, come back to his West End home. Come outside quick, he's perched upon your roof. Come on down, Your Majesty, I knew you'd make it back to me. Come on down, my lovely one. You've made my dream come true. In the West End of Derby lives a working man. He said, I can't fly, but my pigeons can. And when I set them free, it's just like part of me gets lifted up on shining wings.
beautiful version of The King of Rome, Dave Sudbury's song from the Jeremiah's eponymous album. I mentioned the website, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com, earlier on in the show. If you want to find any information out about any of the bands that are on the show, just go there and you'll find links through to all the artists on this programme and on all the previous 150-odd shows. And also, of course, if you didn't know, I'll tell you again, and do please forgive me if I'm telling my grandma how to get the yolk out of an egg without breaking it, but you can go on the website and you can download all the previous issues of this show, and you can keep them on your iPad, your iPhone, or your clone, or whatever. Now, Kirsty Potts grew up learning and singing traditional music with her mum, Alison McMorland. She went on to sing jazz with Kid Boyd's original jazz band, and she also worked in a load of theatre productions, including playing the role of Susanna in Peter Bellamy's great folk opera, The Transports, in 1988. She recorded on 6 albums with her mum and Geordie McIntyre, and she's just released a new album of her own, with Alistair Roberts, Matty Fools, and her mum and Geordie, and it's an absolute cracker. I'm going to play you her version now of the traditional song Binori, which is a Scottish version of the classical song, which occurs all over Europe. No, not under various names, but mostly, I suppose, as the Two Sisters. It's quite a brutal song. One sister kills the other, various reasons in various versions. Sometimes it's because they're both in love with the same man. Anyway, the girl who murders her sister then turns the murdered girl's bones into a musical instrument, in some cases a fiddle and in some a harp. Make a harp out of her bonny breast bone. And eventually the harp or the fiddle, when it's being played, starts to tell the story of the murder. It's an amazing, amazing song. And here is a great version of it from Kirsty Potts' album, The Seeds of Life.
Sisters lived in a board, Binori, oh, and Binori. There came a man for to be their ward by the bonny mill dams of Binori. He's courted the eldest with money a gold ring, Binori, oh, and Binori. He's courted the youngest with far better things by the bonny mill dams of Binori. Sister, sister, will you take a walk today? Binori, oh, and Binori. We'll hear all the blackbirds whistle all their tunes, and we'll maybe see the laddie, oh, Binori, oh. They walked up and said it they dun, run by the dams, oh, Binori. They heard all the blackbirds whistle all their tunes, but they never saw the laddie, oh, Binori, oh. And said it they dun, run by the dams of Binori, till the eldest stepped aside and thanked the youngest into the deep mill dams of Binori. Oh, oh, sister, sister, give me your hand, Binori, oh, and Binori. I'll give you all my gold, my riches and my land if you'll take me at the dams of Binori. Wasn't if how you go the tide hanged in, Binori, oh, and Binori. It's just a very fair love and I'm so very thin, so you'll lie in the dams, oh, Binori, oh, Binori, Binori. Said it she done, run by the dams of Binori, until she's floated to the miller's dam by the bonny mill dams of Binori, oh. Oh, millet, oh, millet, run at your dam, Binori, oh, and Binori, saying there's either a mermaid or a milk white swan floating up and down the dams over Norio. He's tenor it and he's laid her on a stain. Benorio and Benori. And the king's ain fiddler come walking a lane to the bonny mill dams over Benorio. He's ten a lock or a lang yellow hair. Benorio and Benori. Saying this'll make me strings for my fiddle say rare. The bonny mill dams over Benorio. Fiddle to her breast vein, Benori, oh, and Benori, whose notes would melt her hair to stain by the bonny little dance of Benori. Benorio and Benori, and the queen and the court were assembled there by the bonny mill dams of Benorio. He's laid the fiddle upon a stain, Benorio and Benori, and sign it began to play its lane by the bonny mill dams of Benorio. Tune it played, there's my day that the king, Benorio and Benori. And the next tune it plays, there's my mither the queen, by the bonny mill dams of Benorio. But the next tune it played, there's my false sister Jean, Benorio and Benori. And it was she pushed me in the stream. So she'll die by the dams of Benorio.
Great to hear a voice like that with all its jazz roots and jazz feelings dealing with a traditional ballad and doing it so brilliantly. That was Kirsty Potts from the album The Seeds of Life with Benori. Now, just before Christmas, I went to the local hall, the Victoria Hall in Settle, which is where we do loads of ceilidhs and loads of folky things, to see Belshazzar's Feast doing their annual Christmas show. And I fell about laughing for the entire night, as did everybody else in the audience. If you don't know who they are, go to the website and just look up Belshazzar's Feast, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, because they are fantastic musicians, brilliantly, brilliantly adept at their craft, their trade, their art. But they can also be incredibly funny in a very dry and very witty way. And this is their version of a tune many of you will recognise. This is the traditional tune, The Irish Washerwoman, given a bit of a German slant here. In fact, it's called Die Deutsche Waschfrau, and if you listen very carefully, you'll discover why about halfway through.
Thank you. four more beats. Four. It's one. One and a quarter.
Well, there was all kinds of stuff going on in there. Johnny So Long at the Fair, the Irish Washerwoman, and a good lump of Beethoven thrown in as well, with the stuffing and the gravy. That was Belshazzar's Feast from their album The Whitings on the Wall. Whiting as in fish. And in fact, the album cover shows you a fish mounted on the wall. Two musical geniuses who are also utterly, utterly and wonderfully potty. That track was called Die Deutsches. Voschfrau, brackets, live, close brackets. Now, the London Irish music scene has been immensely strong ever since the 1950s, when Irish lads and girls came over here to work on the building sites, the railways, and the girls nursing in the hospitals and working in the hotels, building up and tearing England down, as Dominic Byrne once put it in a song called Paddy on the Road. The great Irish music pubs of London were the favourite on Holloway Road and Camden Irish Centre, two places I spent quite a bit of time in whenever I was down that neck of the woods. The London Lasses are an absolutely stupendous band, and as you might imagine, they're composed mostly of ladies. They've made five albums, four of them with the pianist Pete Quinn, and the latest with Chris O'Malley, who plays guitar and can also sing a bit when he's encouraged to do so. From the album The One I Loved the Best is the London Lasses and Chris O'Malley with a beautiful version of the traditional Scots song Dainty Davy.
When he was hit by a dragoon, and to my bed he laid his wound, I find him worthy of his room, my own dear dainty baby. Please me on your curly pie, dainty dainty.
London Lasses and Chris O'Malley there with Dainty Davy from the album The One I Loved the Best. So leads me on. It's not so leads me on. It means so pleases me, as in the Scots dialect, the Lallans dialect. It was an old song before Burns got hold of it and rewrote it greatly. And there is a much bawdier version of it, which has the immortal lines, "'Twas then down in the field of peas, between the hoose and the cherry trees," and I'm not going to go on with the rest of it because it is very, very rude indeed, as things often are when the merry muses of Caledonia are afoot. If you want to find the bawdy version of it, then look online, because it's too much for Australia on a Sunday morning. Now, last week's show, like I said, was a Bob Dylan special, and one of the tracks I had to miss because of time was Ten String Symphony's version of Mama, You've Been On My Mind. Ten String Symphony are a couple, five string banjo and five string fiddle, amongst other things, which is where the Ten String Symphony comes from. They've been number 3 on the Billboard Bluegrass chart recently and have picked up 4 and 5 star reviews from various UK publications. Their album The Weight of the World has got this great version of the Dylan Mama, You've Been On My Mind.
Perhaps it's the colour of the sun cut flat and covering the crossroads I'm standing at. Maybe it's the weather or something like that. Mama, you've been on my mind. I don't mean any trouble, please don't put me down or get upset. I am not pleading or saying I can't forget. I do not walk the floor, bow down in bed, but yet, Mama, you've been on my mind. Curious to know if you can see yourself as clear as someone. one who has had you on his mind.
Mama, you've been on my mind. 10-string symphony from the album Weight of the World. And they're coming over here, well, to the UK, forgive me there. They're coming over to the UK to play a couple of festivals in July, and they're also going to add on some tour dates. When I find out a bit more about that, I'll play you another track or two and give you a heads up on the tour details. A friend of mine called Loudon Temple looks after them in this country, and if you're listening, Loudon, don't forget to send me the tour details as soon as you've got them, and I'll give them a heads up. Now, Joe Solo is a man that I admire greatly. I've always thought of him as being very, very young, because he looks like about 23 years old. He is, in fact, in his mid-40s. He's been there, seen it, done it, been round the block, got the T-shirt, and he's never lost his roots or his great commitment to the people, the working people of these islands. His new album is called Never Be Defeated, and it's full of great songs written by Joe himself. The song I'm going to play you now has got the lead vocals of the great fiddler and singer from the Northeast, Rebecca Findlay, and it's called Standing by My Man, and it is, in my humble opinion, superb.
I was 12 years old the last time, but the laws have all moved on. A striking family gets nothing, and even less when it's gone. She'll rip her heart from this country. There's nothing more to this town than bricks in the middle of nowhere and a pit that she's closing down. Get 6 cups from a tea bag. You can grow on a windowsill. We can eat together on Sundays to spread out the lecky bill. There's nothing much in this bank book, but I'll stretch it as far as I can. I'll show her who's the Iron Lady. I'm standing by my man. I always ask for the cheap cuts, like every house on the street. It's half a pound of gristle to half an ounce of meat. When the kids complain that they're hungry, I tell them we'll eat when we win. Then I give them what's on my plate, 'cause I'd rather starve than give in. You can get 6 cups from a tea bag. You can grow on a windowsill. We'll eat together on Sundays to spread out the lecky bill. There's nothing in this bankbook, but I'll stretch it as far as I can. I'll show her who's the Iron Lady. I'm standing by my man.
A song that's got more than a passing reference to the late Margaret Thatcher there, the Iron Lady. Standing by my man, Rebecca Findlay, lead vocals. The album Never Be Defeated, tribute to the miners of this country and their families, and the 1984 strike, Joe Solo. Now, next week's show is devoted entirely to songs about the environment. Some of you listening might accuse me of being a tree hogger. Well, I will accept that not as a jibe, but as a compliment. To give you a taste of what's coming up, here's Grace Griffith from the album Sailing, the beautiful song about the last of the great whales, the last Leviathan.
My soul has has been torn from me, and I am crying. My heart, it has been rent, and I am bleeding. All the beauty around me fades, and I am screaming. I am the last of the great waves, and I am dying. And now that we are all gone, and there's no more hunting, the big fellow is no more, there's no use lamenting. What race will be next in line? All for the slaughter. The elephant or the seal, or your sons and daughters. As the beauty around me fades, I am screaming. I am the last of the world's great waves, and I am dying.
Grace Griffith there with The Last Leviathan, from our album Sailing. And like I say, next week's show is going to be filled with songs about the world, about the earth, about our place in it, about what we're doing to it, about the ecosystem, if you like. It's got songs by Bob Dylan, Woody Guthrie, Randy Newman, and many, many more. Now, I've got time for just one more track, and I'm afraid I've got to stay in a little bit of a somber mood, because Andy M. Stewart, the great singer-songwriter, passed away on December the 27th last year, after a long illness. Andy Stewart was a founder member of Silly Wizard, that great Scots band, together with Phil and Johnny Cunningham. They were all young shavers roaming and rambling round the world, causing mayhem and producing absolutely stunning and wonderful music. Andy M. Stewart wrote the great songs Take Her in Your Arms, Rambling Rover, The Valley of Strathmore, and many, many more. He was a great singer, great songwriter, and he will be sadly missed by his family, of course, by his friends, and by his many, many fans all across the world. I'm going to finish the show now with a track from an album called Live Again, recorded in October 1983 at Sanders Theatre, Cambridge, Massachusetts. At the end of the show, the band were given a massive standing ovation, which went on forever, from a sell-out crowd of 1,200 folky fans. From that album, Live Again, here's Silly Wizard, lead vocals of Andy M. Stewart, with his own song, The Queen of Argyle.
My duty to inform you of one beauty, though I'd ask of you a favor, no, to seek her for a while. Though I own she is a creature of character and feature, no words can paint the picture of the Queen of all Argyle. And if you could have seen her, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in her movements and the morning in her smile. They bow and ask her pardon, for not one could match the beauty of the Queen of all Argyle. On the evening that I mentioned, I passed with light intention through a part of our dear country known for beauty and for style. In a place of noble thinkers, of scholars and great drinkers, but above them all for splendor shone the Queen of all Argyle. And if you could have seen the man, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in her movement and the marble in her smile. All the roses in the garden, they bow and ask her pardon, for not one could match the beauty of the Queen of all Argyle. So, my lads, I needs must leave you. My intention's no to grieve you, nor indeed would I deceive you. Oh, I'll see you in a while. I must find some way to gain her, to court her and retain her. I fear my heart's in danger from the Queen of all Argyle. And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in her movement and the marble in her smile. All the roses in the garden, they bow and ask her pardon, for not one could match the beauty of the Queen of all Argyle. And if you could have seen her, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in her movement and the marble in her smile. All the roses in the garden, they bow and ask her pardon, for not one could match the beauty of the Queen of all Argyle.
Silly Wizard there from the album Live Again, the Queen of Argyle. Lead vocals, of course, the late and great Andy M. Stewart, who passed away December the 27th last year. Thanks ever so much for listening. I'm going to pack it in now and go and make myself a brew. Look after yourselves, you people out there. Next week, it's a show entirely about the Earth and our place on it, our mother, the Earth. Like I say, thanks again for listening. Don't forget to spread the word, because we've got no money for advertising. Go to the website, should you so wish, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. And if you want to flirt a few bob our way, then that's great. If it's a pound a month or whatever, it just helps us to pay for the electricity, to pay for the heating and the lighting, to pay for the licenses we have to buy, to pay for the server and all the other rubbish we have to go through to produce this hour and a bit of music every week. Take care of yourselves and be kind to each other, because this is the only life and the only planet we've got. Ta-ra.